Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
This is the main event of the evening. 12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing
from Birmingham!
Introducing
the winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
I'd love to do a bit of ring announcing just to beef you two up
a bit more. Them two ring announcers, the sound, are
they
both lovely fellas? Yeah,
are they good guys?
Yeah, they're both cool.
I think you've got to be really deep, haven't you? To be a ring announcer, you've got to have a really deep voice. Bit of gravitas. Right, how are we feeling ahead of Battle of the Mersey? It's Dodds 7.
Confident.
Dodson 6. Yeah. 13 rounds gone. Unlucky for some. Dodds 7, Dodson 6. Yeah?
Yeah.
We've gone by where we haven't played.
Let's do this. Come on.
No, it's got to be 8-6 now, isn't it?
Mugs away is who?
Me. Oh, who's it?
It's time for Warrior versus Masher, the Battle of the Mersey.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this week. Right, let's start off with Dodson. Questions to the Warrior. You all right? Are you looking above your head about
something?
I'm
just wondering how his comes right the way down here. I'm always like trying to pull my rip it off.
If you moved it that way, it'd come down. It's the angle of the top.
For anyone who doesn't know what they're talking about, they're talking about the microphones at the moment because they hang down.
Come on, let's just get on. Let's do this.
Right, here we go. Warrior. New Zealand heavyweight Joseph Parker has been talked up as a potential opponent.
Don't say for who, please.
For Tony Bellew.
Oh, yeah.
Who is his next fight against?
Huey Fury.
Get it, baby!
Come on, lad. Matt, come
They're
on.
They're easy. Matty.
I knew that.
Nice and easy. All right.
I knew that before you even finished the question.
This one's easy, though. Derry Matthews retired after losing to O'Hara Davis at the weekend. Who did his last win come against Derry Matthews? Do you know this one? It's a bit tougher than the other question, I have to say.
It's a bit tough, Dark. Come on.
I'm not sure these are stat correct. Do you know the answer to this one?
No.
Do you not? Okay. So Derry Matthews retired after losing to O'Hara Davis at the weekend.
I do know it, but I can't pronounce it.
Who did his last win come against? You give me either of the two names. His first name and his second name are both sort of first names.
He's Italian. Antonio Margherita.
Tree, my friend. Antonio Margherita.
What is it?
Tony Lewis, April 2015.
Oh, the fellow who wore the army shorts.
If you'd have just said Tony, you'd have got that.
Right. No, you wouldn't give me that.
I would have given you that.
Okay, mystery theme tunes. Here we go.
To me.
Who is this mystery theme tune?
Bob the Builder.
How would you know that?
Oh, my God.
Because you've got what?
Got kids.
Oh, no.
Hello.
I smashed this here.
Excellent. Well done. Right, so for you, Masha, who is this mystery theme tune?
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Because he gave it away before.
He doesn't know, look, he's buzzing.
You've got to
wait there, do it again.
No, don't do nothing, just let him.
No, come on, Matty. Have you not heard it before?
Shut up. Let him talk. You can't give him a clue.
Did you not hear?
Wait, I do.
I played it out by mistake.
David Heck, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Why did that take you so long to get?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking of, like, something under the sea. There's no SpongeBob's under the sea.
Have you never seen SpongeBob?
No.
Oh, my God.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
I've seen a picture of him. He's a sponge, but I didn't think he was under the sea, man.
You're making an absolute...
I was thinking of Ariel or something.
Too loud of yourself.
Right, okay, this is a critical question for you because this could take you back 7-all.
Yeah.
Starring David Tennant, Warrior, which TV show returned on ITV last Monday? Stars David Tennant.
What's it called?
Very famous. It's in its third series now.
I don't know.
You see David Tennant, Doctor Who?
I don't know.
Okay, Masha, do you want to have a guess? Either of you? Do you want to throw a name in the hat?
Big Shots.
Tony, do you want to go? Go on, just name anything.
Doctor Who?
If Steve carries on like this, he will be evicted. Don't be like Steve.
Right, don't be like David Hay.
Yeah. What was right, so this draws your level. What was mistakenly named as the best film at the Oscars last week, Masha? So, you know, there was a mistake when they gave out the best film. So what was mistakenly given the best film at the Oscars last week?
That was quick.
The winner was Moonlight, but the one that was given it by mistake was...
Dancing in Hollywood. No, I know. La La Land. Yeah, that was it, really.
Good guess. Because
we're dealing a little bit of controversy over it. One got in, it was, La La Land.
That was the question.
That's where you are 90% of the time.
Yeah, lad.
He is in La La Land, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right, got it right.
Right, okay, we've got a tiebreaker then.
Come on.
Have we got a mystery voice on the tiebreaker? We have, yeah, here we go, right. So name this mystery voice. We'll go for this first of all.
I don't know if they just didn't like me or I think they. I think it's true to say they didn't like me.
Do you know who that is?
I don't know if they just didn't like me or I think they. I think it's true to say they didn't like me.
Wait, yeah, then. I was going to say Hugh McGregor as well.
It's to me first.
Here it is, the theme tune, the winning theme tune.
I think we should have, you know, like a number question or something like that. We've got
to
get some
numbers. Because I was ahead.
Really?
To me first, yes.
Ah, come on.
Or it could have been Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I'm
just getting warm. Why? No. Who was this then? Hugh McGregor? Does he play Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Is this Ice Cube again? Who is it?
Hello, that's LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. Yeah. Right, okay. I'm going to knock you
out. M&M.
Oh, it brings back the memories. So there's none of your sort of trashy Eurobeat music this week instead?
Nah,
sure,
I saved, even brought me Raven shoes
I've
as well.
I've saved all the public from that. Beep.
Gutted.
7-7. It's all right. Keeps it going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look, mate.
Well in tone.
Especially after your La La Land results as well. Yeah.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.